One of the biggest upsets in the final dash to finish this year's Iditarod is the sudden disappearance of Brent Sass from the top standings. The Eureka Musher and Yukon Quest winner spent most of the race near the front of the pack. But as he was preparing to leave White Mountain Monday evening, Sass's dogs refused to run. After about a half an hour of trying to coax them onto the trail, Sass turned them back to the checkpoint and let them rest overnight.
They needed the rest. I don't think it would have done me any good to try and go again after just a few hours. So, yeah, so I gave them a good long rest here. And, yeah, we'll see. We'll see if that paid off. Hopefully it did. We're going to give another effort.
Shortly after 1 p.m., more than 17 hours after Sass was cleared to leave the checkpoint, he started getting his dogs ready.
Fed them a couple hours ago. They ate really well. Got up, moved around, so I'm gonna put some booties on them and see if I can't get them to walk out of here.
Sass takes full responsibility for the sudden turn of events, saying it's the result of his decision to keep up an aggressive pace down the coast without enough rest for the team. This afternoon, it was with starts and stops that they gradually moved out of sight beyond the checkpoint. As of now, Sass's team is running at a decent clip on his way to the safety checkpoint.